for the next 2 weeks, I urge you to only hang out with those who live in your household. So people that are under your roof and sleep in the same house should be gathering for the next 2 weeks. This will be the start of us being able to save our healthcare system.
During a Monday morning press conference, state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn and Governor Gary Herbert answered questions about the new state of emergency guidelines. In addition to not gathering with those outside of your household for 2 weeks, most sports and extracurricular activities are on hold for 2 weeks, and masks are mandated throughout the state. Expanding COVID-19 testing is also a key piece of the plans state officials have to hopefully reduce the spread of the virus throughout Utah. Herbert says there are hopes that with federal help, the state could reach a capacity of testing 20 to 30,000 people a day. And while that will likely dramatically spike the number of cases of COVID-19 identified in the state over time, it can help reduce the cases found in the state.
Currently, our percent positivity is over 20%. That means that there are a lot of cases out there who don't even know they have COVID, and so they're out coming into close contact with other individuals and potentially spreading the virus. We need to identify everybody who has COVID-19 in order to stop the spread of it.
When more people are able to know if they have COVID-19, Dunn says this will make it easier for them to isolate and not spread the virus to others. Dunn says it is also important to know that the number of people dying from the virus is a data point that lags because of the incubation period.
Right now, the denominator, number of people that are infected, is increasing so rapidly that our case fatality rate will drop, but that doesn't minimize the impact that it's currently having on our hospitals.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.